I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to relax in your dream bath retreat without the stress of figuring out every detail yourself? At the Home Depot, your bath upgrade is covered. Shop fully designed rooms and curated bath collections to go from inspiration to transformation fast. Savings of up to 40% will make it easier on your budget. And find everything you need, from tubs to toilets and all the tile in between, to bring your vision to life. The Home Depot. Dream baths built here.
5 a.m. I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius. Live. Fit. Go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
Welcome back to Take Command with Logan Paulson. I'm Grant Paulson. Check us out on YouTube channels 106.7 The Fan and Team 980. All right, so Brandon Ayuk is going to be available. Fell out of favor with San Francisco despite getting a massive contract and a lot of guaranteed money. John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, the Niners moving on from him. Don't want anything to do with him, and he wants out. He did not want to continue to rehab with them. He wasn't showing up. They're getting the guaranteed money back. Very curious situation, but the Players Association has kind of stood down and not fought for the money, which makes me feel some kind of way. But Jaden Daniels is very close with Brandon Ayuk. They are good buddies. And on Media Row at the Super Bowl last week, Jaden Daniels was asked about players, not specifically, but just like where he'd like to address offensive needs. And he unsolicited hinted at wanting to bring in Brandon Ayuk. This is what he said via Yahoo.
There's a couple of individuals that are out there. Maybe somebody from Arizona State in my past.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
lives on the West Coast.
Yeah. There's people like that out there. I don't want to get too much.
No.
But when that time comes, and hopefully we can sign those type of players.
So assuming he's not talking about Johnny Wilson of the Eagles, who was at Arizona State with him in the past.
Who actually, I wouldn't hate that signing, by the way. But anyway, go ahead.
Me either. I get steam for Johnny Wilson's size. But I think he's talking about Brandon Ayuk. What do you make first off of that comment, like unsolicited, throwing that out there?
So I will say I don't have a problem with it necessarily because you're going to bat for your boy, right? So like if he didn't do that, I'd be like a little bit like something's going on. But that's the homie. Like let's make sure we support him. We want to say that we're united. We have a common vision. That's cool. If I'm the owner, if I'm the GM of this football team, hypothetically in some land where I've made a lot of money and I'm owning this football team, I am kind of like, yeah, that's great, Jaden. Like, you know, support your guy, but no way in hell we're bringing that guy in here. And not because I think Brandon Ayuk's a bad guy. It's just that situation in San Francisco is so odd to me. It's so weird. Like you are making a lot of money. All you have to do is come in for rehab, not even rehab, just checkups, and you're not doing that. And so again, like I hope Brandon Ayuk is okay. I hope, you know, everything goes well. I hope he gets back in the league and has a great career. But it is just a very weird situation to me. And so yeah, Jaden, support your guy 100%. Love that. But that whole situation makes me incredibly, incredibly nervous.
Me too. And I'll go further. I'll say it makes me uninterested. Like I am out. I'm not excited about this. Now, I will explain later how I could be okay with bringing him in here, even though I wouldn't do it as a GM. We can get there in a second. But just if I'm running the show, I'm even going to, like you said, communication's great in marriages and friendships and between a GM and a quarterback. And I'll probably call Jaden and be like, hey, I know this is your guy. I know you love him. We need receivers. I get it. But I can't do it. And the reason is, as you said, this unprecedentedly strange fallout after he'd gotten paid. Like, you've got your money. You've got the guaranteed cash. What are we talking about here? So what we don't know, though, is what is the relationship between Peters and Ayuk? If this was a guy Adam didn't know at all, then it's game, set, match.
Right.
But he helped to draft him. He obviously really liked him coming out. He was there in San Francisco when he flourished into being a really good receiver. In fact, people forget when he was last healthy in 2023, he was the number one wideout as graded by PFF in the entire NFL that year. So what does Peters not only think of him as a player now, but what was their relationship? It was really, really good, and he was like the Ayuk whisperer on the staff. That's probably different than him being like, I just don't know. So that's something that we're not sure about. But go back to what you said about how weird it is to you. Do you remember anything like that in terms of rehab or a guy like not being around? Because the only thing that comes to mind is Chase Young wasn't in the building for his rehab all offseason, and there was some frustration. And he had like chosen to do something with somebody elsewhere.
In Colorado.
Yeah, where guys do that a little bit more often. But this is in season, which is like unprecedented.
But I think the other thing, too, is Chase came for his checkups. Like, they kind of were like, hey, you can do your rehab wherever you want to do it, but we just need to kind of come in for the team to, like, know where you're at, basically. And he's not doing that. Like, so, again, that's the weird thing about it is usually money provides a great motivation to do things you don't want to do. And I think – what is he making this year, Brandon Ayuk? It's like $35 million. It's like a ton of money, right? I don't know off the top of my head. I'm just assuming it's a lot of money. But – it's not, they're not saying you have to rehab in the facility. You need to come in for the checkup with the team. So it was like, I think once a week they wanted him to come in. And he was just like, no, I'm not going to do that. And he did it to the point where it negated his contract, which is, it's just a weird situation to me. And again, there's no inside baseball. I don't know anybody over there I haven't talked to anybody over there that would give me any kind of insight on that, but it just, as a player, it seems unprecedented in terms of like basically saying like you're so frustrated with the organization that you're not going to come in even for a rehab check. And I've been a part of teams where guys are on the way out, right? They're going to get cut, whatever it looks like, but they just come in for the rehab check or the rehab checkup because, again, it ensures that they get paid. So like it's just a very, very odd situation, and it makes me uninterested is the word that you used, and I would agree with that.
Yeah, $30 million, by the way, is what his cap number was and kind of all the money added up was this year. I don't know if there was any additional cash that gets shoved in after the signing, but it was 4 and 120. So as you said, very well compensated. The weirdest part to me of the whole thing was teams and players can be at odds, and there's like different sides of stories where I haven't heard his side of the story. He might have a completely different view of what happened, but when they went, the Players Association came out and was like, nah, you're not taking the guaranteed money. The story was that he kind of said, it's fine, we're not going to fight them on this. And like, to me, that's like, okay. That's almost like admitting I did not hold up my end of the bargain. Right. We can't win this. Because that's the whole point of the union. The union is not going to allow a team after they guarantee a contract and all that money to a team to just go, yeah, we're not going to pay you. We don't like how you rehabbed. Like, they're going to go to war for you.
Yeah,
and the choice was made seemingly, and if I'm wrong, someone can correct me, but this is how it was reported, that like the choice was made on their end, we don't have a winning ticket here, we're just going to wear this, and that's okay, he can hit the market and go have a show me season. So it's very, very odd. The other part of this, by the way, is he is coming off of a really serious injury, and he hasn't played in a year and a half.
Yeah, because it wasn't just an ACL, it was like an ACL, PCL, MCL.
MCL, meniscus, all three.
Meniscus. Yeah.
So, and this was mid-2024, so he had played 7 games after getting paid. Not, by the way, he had one really good game, but like a bunch of 2-catch, 25-yard games, like kind of a slow start to the season, which is fine. Like he could end up getting his, you know, 80 for 1250 or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was off to a slow start for 7 games, gets hurt, did not play the rest of 24, obviously, and then all of 25. So we're talking about a year and a half off here. That is like 5 years in NFL terms, it feels like to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he hasn't played a lot of football. He's coming off a big injury. Like, we don't know where the rehab's at. And again, like you said, Adam Peters he was there when they drafted him. He might have some inside baseball. He might feel really comfortable with it. And I would defer to Adam in that situation. But outside looking in, listening to people in San Francisco who cover the team talk about the situation, listen to Kyle, who, again, is one of the more player-friendly coaches I've been around. Listen to how he talks about it and the tone of voice with which he uses in talking about it. It just seems like it's radioactive. And so unless someone has inside baseball, someone has a really clear vision, like what stops him from doing that here? And I don't think there's a whole lot, quite honestly, right? Again, because He was upset about the contract. He was upset about the trade. Once he was upset about the trade, he ended up taking the contract. And then now it seems like he's got a little I'm not even going to comment on what he's thinking potentially because he hasn't commented. So it's a very unusual situation. One that I like the word that you use is unprecedented because I cannot think of anything that's been this aggressively just this aggressive between two parties in the NFL in a very, very long time. I mean, maybe the Deshaun Watson thing in Houston, but even in that situation, prior to all the weird stuff that happened in Cleveland, he was in open communication with the Houston Texans and ownership. So it was very clear about what he wanted and where he stood. This is complete radio silence, which I think also makes it very difficult to kind of negotiate.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Yeah, it's just been so zany. Like it's very topsy turvy and all over the place. And I don't know if that's the business I'm trying to get into at this point when I'm preaching culture, culture, culture. But let me go ahead. Sorry.
And I was going to say, like, going back to the original question here, like with Jaden, like, again, that is a factor here. Like Jaden's comfort level with him. Do you think he could kind of get Ayuk back on the straight and narrow, that relationship? Do you think that could make that work? Potentially, but it just seems like there's too much adversity around it for that. Because I'm sure he has friends on the team in San Francisco, and they weren't able to get him to come back. I don't know. It just seems like a lot of variables here.
So I want to be sanguine for a second and really look at this optimistically, okay? And devil's advocate this thing, especially because we're on the same side, it sounds like, which is, I'll just say point blank, I'm not that interested. It does not sound like you are either.
I'm not that interested. Unless there's some information that is – because, again, he hasn't spoken, right? Brandon Ayuk hasn't spoken. So unless there's some information that's being withheld that comes out at a later date. But as of right now, I'm not super super interested.
A week from now, he could choose to elucidate what he was thinking the whole time and how we got here. And until that happens, I've just had an opinion based on the information I have, which I think is perfectly fine. But I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second. Washington really, really, really needs wide receiver help.
Yep.
Number one. Number two, your quarterback, who's the face of your franchise and the most important person in your building, is best friends with this guy and wants him here, okay? Number three, he is probably going to be available for a song. I mean, this is the
ultimate
1 year show me contract candidate. There's no way he's getting paid multiple years of good money right now. That's not a thing. Like, this could be a 1 year contract where you basically just have to give him a couple of pennies and say, you earn it. If it works out, we might keep you around. But if not, we're giving you a chance to get your career back on track. And I remember, off the beaten path for a second, the Nationals made a trade a couple weeks ago. They got rid of their best pitcher, Mackenzie Gore, for five prospects from the Rangers. And I talked to their president of baseball operations who made the trade, Paul Toboni. And I'm like, tell me about this guy, Alejandro Rosario, that you got back, this hard-throwing right-hander. He's like, look, he's not going to pitch all year because he's hurt. That's the only reason we were able to get him. And it's the reason everybody's mad that we got him.
Right.
But we had to roll the dice. Like, this is not a player that is available at this price point. We can't get him in a trade like this. And so I think about that with Ayuk too. Like, this is not a guy that is available that you can get unless there's all this baggage. And so there is an argument to be had where if it's 1 year and a handful of million bucks to come in here and maybe get his career back on track, the juice is worth the squeeze at that point.
We're leaving today and entering a world of Mickey Mouse waving. Princess meeting and greeting. Lightsaber clashing. The Twilight Zone Tower of Terror dropping. Banshee flying. Space Mountain launching. Galaxy rewinding. What is the whole network galaxy rewinding? Fireworks igniting. World of other worlds. For whatever you love. Infinite worlds await at the most magical place on Earth. Walt Disney World Resort.
I 1,000%. I think about guys like Josh Gordon. You know, the guy that played for Pittsburgh for a long time, that went to Oakland for a little bit, and then
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown, like, talented pieces are talented for a reason, right? And they get opportunities because they are so talented. And so I look at this and I say to myself, well, maybe this ecosystem supports him, right? And maybe the injury isn't that bad, and maybe his rehab's going really well, and maybe he's back. But I do think, to your point, like, would it be terrible to take a flyer on it if it's like, hey, man, here's a 1-year, $15 million deal? Like, probably not. And so again, like, but then it comes back to, like, can the locker room tolerate it? Again, I don't know Brandon Ayuk at all, but it does seem like he's got some kind of this situation seems odd to me. So can you handle
the dating relationship, help you be more okay with his mercurial kind of?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, like, I think that's 100% right. And I think that does help. And I do think that, like, to your point, like, if the price is right to take a flyer to see where a guy's at, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. And especially because Adam knows him. But part of me is like, are you going to pay him money? And then he comes in and just is like, I don't want to play football anymore. Like, that's another thing that I'm concerned about. And you can structure the contract in a way that accommodates that for sure. But and maybe this is like the old football traditionalist in me. It's just such a unique, odd, like one of one situation that I immediately want to kind of step back and let it go. But to your point, he's talented. And if he's healthy, like, he was a top five receiver for a couple of years there, right? And again, the number one graded receiver by PFF, like you said. So those guys,
he'd become a top 10 guy in the league, but like most publications. I mean, so it's there. I don't know what your thought is too. You do so much with the medical side of it. ACL, MCL, meniscus at that position. I mean, is there a risk of twitch, explosiveness, wiggle? Any, like, he was young. So does all that just come back if you rehab correctly, which is a big if, because we have no idea what happened with the rehab.
Right. And so, you know, ACLs are great at the moment. Full MCL ruptures can be a little bit dicey, but they tend to heal very, very well. The one that kind of would be a question mark for me is the meniscus. Like, how bad is that? Like, did you have to do a full repair, or did you have to take some out? Again, because that can lead to, like, pretty chronic arthritis and can limit some of the explosiveness of the athlete. But again, like, that's where, like, we don't know where he's at, right? We don't know what the rehab, even the type of surgery they use for the ACL reconstruction. Like, did they do a patella graft? Because those tend to take a little bit longer because you're healing the patella and the ACL and the MCL at the same time. Like, did you take from the hamstring? Like, those tend to graft a little bit better. Like, there's just a lot of layers to it that we don't have information on. But, like, I'm assuming because the surgeries you described tend to go well, like, he's probably okay. It's just the meniscus, like, what did they do and how much did they take out? If they took any out, like, where's that at?
So my fascination with this is twofold. We've kind of exhausted the one part of it, which is Ayuk to Washington and the interest therein. But the other, to come back to my original question, is Daniel's impact on this.
Mm.
And I think about this, like, am I being a homer when I say I want him to – I'm not saying he should play GM at all.
No.
But I do like the idea of him having a line to Adam Peters where he can call and give some input as the face of this thing, who's likely a second contract guy who's going to be here for 10 to 12 years. Now, even at the end of his career, like, who had seen more football, been around ball more than Aaron Rodgers? He was a terrible assistant GM. He just wanted to get his friends around. He was bringing, like, Alan Lazard Randall and like these random dudes with it. Like, it's just guys he wants to hang out with. And that is the problem, I think, sometimes when players have a bunch of input, is it's very personal, right? But, like, if you told me the Bears 2 years in with a mixed bag of production for the most part of, like, Caleb Williams are like, he really wants this guy, so they go get him, I would be like, that's kind of dumb. If you told me that about, like, even Bo Nix or Drake May, who are deep into the playoffs, like, they're advocating for this guy and the team's like, oh, well, okay, no problem. Yeah, it's your running mate, receiver, let's do it. That would be kind of my reaction. And with Jaden, I'm like, yeah, I get it. You know, is that just because I like the guy and because I'm a homer? You know, what do you think about that?
I think this is a little bit of a different situation, quite honestly, because of how talented the piece is that we're talking about in terms of Brandon Ayuk. So that's the thing for me. It's like, he's A, really good friends with him, B, the piece is really talented. And again, like, I understand, like, you look at some of the deficiencies for the offense last year, like you said, like, they need to acquire receiver depth and help. And so I do think he's going to have an opinion. I think you always kind of want to listen to the quarterback. Again, that's the most important player in the offense. And I think about, like, when I was in Atlanta, like, Matt Ryan had a pretty good relationship with Arthur Blank at the time, right? And was able to kind of go to him with stuff and go to the GM and have conversations. And sometimes I think that hurt Matt. Like, I would tell Matt this to his face, but I think sometimes some of his pushback with, you know, like the offensive coordinator, for example, and some of his control there probably hurt the offense's overall development, right? And we've heard stories of that happening with Aaron Rodgers as well. And I think Matt's a great guy and really smart football guy. But again, sometimes you don't know like what you're asking. And I think that's where it's important to have a good leader like Adam Peters to be able to say like, yeah, we can kick the tires on this. But as we start doing our due diligence, we have this great scouting department, we have this great security staff, and as they start looking into this more and more, maybe this isn't the right thing. But I'm going to trust, if I'm Adam, I'm going to go, hey, Jaden, like we looked into it, man, we're just not comfortable with it. And I know that's your guy, and we know, we understand the need for offensive playmakers. We're aware of that. We're going to take care of that. We're just going to go a different direction because of some of these things we found out about Brandon during the process, or whoever is during the process. I think that's how you'd handle it. You want them to be invested. You want them to feel supported. And I think they've done a pretty good job of that through the offseason. It'll be interesting to see how they handle this, though, specifically.
Where would you consider Washington's biggest offensive need in terms of bringing in an explosive weapon to be? I'm going to tee that up for Logan next. We'll do that on Take Command.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit bestwestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.